Grand jury testimony is held in secret, and there was no comment on the substance of Rove's testimony, either from Rove or from prosecutors, following his appearance at a federal court building in Washington. But Rove's attorney did release a statement that said Rove testified voluntarily, and that his status in the case has not changed. Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald has not given any indication whether Rove will be charged or cleared in connection with the investigation. This is the fifth time Karl Rove has given testimony in the case involving Valerie Plame. Her covert CIA status was revealed in July of 2003, just days after her husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, accused the Bush administration of manipulating intelligence in the lead-up to the war in Iraq. The administration has denied Wilson's claim. Special Prosecutor Fitzgerald is investigating whether the White House secretly disclosed Plame's covert status to reporters as a way of punishing her husband, Ambassador Wilson. Under certain circumstances, disclosing the identity of a covert CIA officer is a violation of federal law. At the White House, presidential spokesman Scott McClellan had little to say about Rove's latest appearance before the grand jury.
I have no new information on that matter, and even if I did have new information, I wouldn't be in position to share it with you. As you know, this administration remains focused on the priorities of the American people.
Rove remains involved in the Plame investigation because the special prosecutor wants to know why he initially failed to reveal that he had talked to a journalist from Time magazine about the Plame matter. Rove has said he forgot about the meeting. Rove last appeared before the grand jury in October. 2 weeks after that appearance, the grand jury indicted former vice presidential aide Louis Scooter Libby on charges of lying, perjury, and obstruction of justice in connection with the Plame case. Libby goes on trial early next year, and his lawyers say they will call Karl Rove as a witness. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.